And now, The Car Show continues with Roger Kwapik, Dan Petras, and Steve Stewart.
Indeed, and we're coming to you from Flint, Michigan, the birthplace of the American sports car. And we are at Back to the Bricks, which is an incredible event. It actually began on Tuesday, goes through today. Nearly a half million people, car enthusiasts, come through to see all the different vehicles and participate in all the various events. You want to learn more, go to backtothebricks.org, and I'm telling you, if you are a classic car fan,
this is the place.
This is one of the places you want to be, and maybe you are like me, that, you know, you just didn't know this even existed.
No.
And I'm certainly glad to know today that it is here, because there's so much to see. I want to remind you, too, that The Car Show is brought to you by Wix Filters. Explore new products and find your filter at wixfilters.com. And by Pennzoil Synthetics, taking synthetic motor oil performance to a whole new level. Make the switch to Pennzoil Synthetics today. And also by Diablo Sport and the Intune i2 Performance Programmer. Boost your vehicle's power without even popping the hood. Learn more at DiabloSport.com, a very cool tool to make the most out of the performance of your vehicle, whether it's absolutely a car or a pickup truck, right?
Either way, yeah.
And we have cars here, and we have pickup trucks here.
Yes.
And we have some very cool old Chevy pickups. We've got a Corvette. We have a Dodge Coronet. We've got a couple of old... Is that a 50... What year? Would that be a 55 Chevy?
55, yes.
Right about, here, yep. Hey, how about that?
Pretty and, darn
pretty
good.
Pretty good, huh?
Yes.
And some other very cool vehicles here, too.
Well, do you know that it is the 8th annual Corvette reunion
going on here this week?
Yeah,
well, that makes sense. Because this actually was the birthplace of the Corvette.
Before it went to Kentucky.
1-800-859-0957. That is our toll-free number as well. And let's go back to the calls. Let's go to Benny. And Benny has an 06 Jeep Grand Cherokee. And he has a noise coming from the rear end of the vehicle. And Benny, how many miles on your vehicle?
I got 88,000 on it.
All right, 88,000. Describe the noise.
Okay, it sounds like it's a clinging noise, like metal hitting metal. But it only happens when I roll over hard bumps in the road. It'll start to make the noise as long as it's going forward. But when I stop, put it in reverse, it stops. It doesn't happen again. So it doesn't happen all the time.
Right. Well, there's a good possibility that, you know, the vehicle's equipped with four-wheel disc brakes and that you have little tiny brake shoes that are used for the parking brake.
Yes.
And there's a possibility because of the age, and of course, you know, there's a lot of calcium chloride and road salts that are used on the roads today, that the hold-down springs that hold the little brake shoes inside may have came apart. And what you're hearing is the brake shoe or the lining that delaminated away from that is actually just spinning inside. So the only way you're going to be able to determine this noise, you're going to have to take and remove the tires and wheels. You're going to have to take, remove the caliper, then remove the rotor assembly to do an inspection. And I'm pretty positive that's what you're going to find. You're going to find out that the brake shoes for the parking brake have came apart.
Oh, because I done had it checked, and nobody's seen it can fasten anything that's wrong with it.
Well, think about it. The only way you're going to know is you're going to have to take it apart and look. There's no way that somebody could just put it up on a lift and say, well, we don't know what's wrong. Disassembly is going to be the only way you're going to find it.
All right, very good, Benny. We appreciate your call as we continue from Flint, Michigan, and back to the bricks. And obviously, we know the Woodward Dream Cruise is going on as well today. So our whole region is nothing but great events revolving around vehicles.
Well, you know, think about it a little bit. You know, this is actually between, we've been to the cruise many times.
Yep.
I like this atmosphere a little better, I think, than the Woodward Dream Cruise.
You know, they're both unique,
yes.
And I guess they give everybody a little different perspective. And I think the Woodward Dream Cruise, obviously.
Yes.
The key is a lot of people can drive their vehicles and do the cruise.
Well, they had the drive here also.
Yeah, but today it's mostly a static presentation
where
it's all about being able to experience the vehicles up close and personal. And
in a very short distance because they're bumper to bumper to bumper.
And in addition, you'll hear people, you know, honk their horns and, you know, take advantage of what makes their car particularly special. Well, on the show with us today, we also have the mayor of Flint, Karen Weaver. We're glad to have you with us today.
I'm glad you're here with us today.
And, you know, we were saying earlier, in fact, when we talked a little bit earlier, as much as we're into cars, sadly, we didn't know this was going on until this year, but I'll tell you.
How do you like it?
It's unbelievable. I mean,
terrific.
It is, isn't it?
The turnout is great. The vehicles are spectacular. You've got beautiful weather. And it's another positive story about what's going on in Flint today.
Exactly. And this is year 13.
I know.
It's year 13. It's gotten bigger and better every single year.
And you know, the organizers credit you with making this a better event because you helped clear the red tape to get everything done. Because literally the responsibility of shutting down the entire central business district, that's no easy task, but you've made it easy for them.
You know what? Because this is important. I mean, this is just wonderful. It's absolutely great. And like I said, it's become tradition. And if we can't help make these kinds of events happen for Flint, shame on us. And that's what we're supposed to do. I mean, you get to walk around, you get to, you know, help the local businesses, the economy, and just have a good time.
Well, it would be an understatement for me to say that you've had a challenging run so far.
Hasn't it
as
been
mayor.
Interesting?
But, you know, I was thinking about it, and I thought, you know, your background as a clinical psychologist probably has helped you a whole lot in dealing with everything you got to deal
with. You're absolutely right. I was talking with one of my kids the other day, and I said, you never know how psychology is going to play in whatever it is you're doing. I never thought this, but but I'm using it.
Well, you're doing a great job, and it's been it's no secret that when people talk about the water quality, Flint is the first name that comes to their mind, but you're turning it all around.
We are turning it around, and we're addressing that, and now we're looking forward. That's what we're doing. We're looking forward in the future because this is an opportunity for us. We're taking this challenge, and we're going to make great things happen, and, I mean, you all being here is great.
Well, so much about the normal things you have to talk about. Let's talk about cars.
Okay, let's talk about them.
So what was your very first car? Very first.
My very first car actually was...
Karen, I'm trying to think, my
brother and sister's car was a Volkswagen, but my very first car was actually a Firebird.
Really?
Nice.
A brown one.
See, and I thought we'd get like a Pinto. Or,
my very first car was a Firebird.
Wow.
But I'll tell you what we grew up with were Buicks. And we always had that.
Okay,
we always had that deuce and a quarter. I'm looking for one.
I had a 64 Buick 225.
You did?
And I'm telling you, it was a special produced engine.
Oh, man.
It was awesome.
The
Electra 225.
That's right.
Yeah, you just got rid of it last week.
No,
the last payment on it.
Did I? But it was a great car.
It's a great car.
It was. I had it going, I won't say this too loud, 140 miles an hour.
Wow.
In a proper place.
But the cars went that fast.
They did.
You remember? It was like, 160 or something crazy?
My speedometer was 140 and I buried it.
Yeah.
Where would that proper place be?
That would be on the expressway that was not opened yet.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that was a proper place. There was nobody there. It was safe as safe could be.
I thought you'd go to a drag strip for that.
So if something happened, there would be nobody there to help.
That's right. Well, I didn't care. I mean, I didn't want to hurt anybody.
That was good.
Yeah. That doesn't bother us, frankly.
I know. I mean, but look at this. You get to look at them. You get to touch them and be up close and personal with all of these cars.
And that's
what makes this special.
Any favorites so far?
Well, I don't know. Look at that one right there. I'm looking at that Corvette right there.
Yeah, that's nice.
Now, that's pretty nice.
Roger's a big Corvette fan.
That's pretty nice.
Where was the first Corvette manufactured?
She's not going to know this.
Oh, yes.
Okay, tell me.
Flint, Michigan.
I know.
Okay.
But we need other people to know
this. That's right.
I mean, and that's what we were talking about is there's so much about Flint people don't know. They really don't know. And how many cars we've produced. And like I said, our glory days are in front of us.
Yeah. Well, there were several in back of you, too, with
the
Corvette.
There were several in back of
us.
I know it. I know it.
No, okay.
And there were so many of them that were here.
Karen.
Yes.
53 Corvette built here. What color was it?
Blue.
It was white. They only made
so much
white.
For that, Mayor.
53. Uh-oh. That's okay. But I thought that'd be interesting.
What color
of interior? What color interior? The original. Red. And if it was convertible, what color top? Black.
Black.
Yeah. There you go.
You know what?
Okay, have you seen one of those here?
I have. Right down this street here.
Okay.
All the way over.
Okay.
It's a 54, but it's 53 and 54. You can't distinguish the difference.
Wow.
Unless you look at the VIN number, then there's a big difference.
And then you can tell.
Yeah.
See, and that's the kind of stuff I'm learning.
Okay.
I'm still learning some of those. Every year I learn more and more and more about the history of cars.
We're going to take a break. We're not going to let the mayor get away.
You're not.
No, we're not. You are now captive.
I was getting up.
And when we come back, more from Back to the Bricks in Flint, Michigan, the birthplace of the American sports car.
Your car's in pretty good shape. If it's only 6 or 7 years old, you just commute to work every day and take the occasional road trip. Sometimes you drive around just so your dog can hang his head out the window. Your car doesn't have to be old to accumulate miles. Pennzoil High Mileage is for any vehicle with 75,000 miles or more on it. It's specially formulated to reduce oil consumption and leaks and reduce engine wear. Pennzoil High Mileage, because before you know it, you'll be on the road again. Find Pennzoil at a Walmart near you and make the switch.
Before you hear this, or this, or even this, before you turn a key, step on the gas and let it rip, before you get up and out and on the road, you have to be fueled by something. Make sure that something is Valero. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at valerocleangas.com.